There's been a lot of attention around the debt ceiling drama, though we continue to believe this is much less of an influence on market price action and volatility than what we're seeing in a lot of the media headlines. Instead, we think it's a lot easier to reconcile the latest dollar rally and sell-off in stocks to Fed monetary policy that continues to lean more towards the hawkish side than what the market would like to see. Yield differentials have moved further in the U.S. dollar's favor as a consequence, while investors have been less confident in the equity market outlook. We also believe there is still downside risk associated with the health of the banks, which continues to need to be monitored. The euro has taken an added hit today on discouraging German growth numbers that confirm the German economy suffered a technical recession during the winter. Other currencies making notable moves are the Australian dollar at fresh yearly lows against the US dollar, the New Zealand dollar at fresh yearly lows against the US dollar, and the yen also making lows against the US dollar on the year. Looking ahead, we get our second look at US Q1 GDP, as well as the weekly jobless claims and pending home sales data. Central bank speakers include Fed Barkin and Collins, ECB's Villaroy and Nagel, and BOE Haskell. That's all for now.